So one of the Seder Sederos is Kibbutz Avim, right? Honoring your parents. We don't find in the Torah that a father, there's no commandment that a father has to feed his children, to raise his children. You only see the reverse, that a son has obligations to the father, right? So the Baruch Epstein, he's the author of the Aruch HaShulchan. Now the Aruch HaShulchan is that was the before the Mishnah Berurah, that was the Pesach Acharon, and he was a very, very big tzaddik. He actually was killed, he was killed during the Holocaust. The Nazis lit the Jewish hospital that he was in. He was a patient, and they lit it, and he was killed there, 1941. So Baruch Epstein says, yeah.
Don't we learn Avram Yamolitz Yitzchak Pignel? And
so you have, so the Aruch HaShulchan says that a fascinating thing. He says that the first time, and we know that the love that a father has a special love to a son, which is innate, it's inherent, whereas a son doesn't have that love towards a father. A father has much more love to a son than a son has to a father, right?
Right.
So he said, so where does that come from? He says, because Adam Arishan, when he was born, Adam never had a father. He was the first person in the world. But Adam did have a son. So therefore, there's a natural love that a father has to a son, since Adam was a father, but there's not a natural love that a son has to a father, only a father to a son. You got that? Because Adam never had a father.
He naturally loved Hashem.
So the Aruch HaShulchan says, the Baruch Epstein says, so because of that, that's why. I mean, so therefore, there's an inherent love that a father has to a son, that a son doesn't have to a father, because Adam didn't have a father, he only had a son. And with that, he explains why there's only Kabbalah Tzvichah V'Simecha that children have to honor their parents, but not vice versa. I mean, that you don't find that obligation that a father has to a son, because it doesn't need to be commanded. It's inherent that a father has love to a son. The son is one that needs to be commanded, because it's not inherent, since Adam didn't have that father figure. So therefore, therefore the obligation is placed upon the son. That's why you find that in the source of Dibris, that's the obligation, that's the chiyuv. It says by Har Sinai, Hashem commanded that they should. It says, "Vegbalta es amsav." Right, you should put boundaries around the mountain. It says, "Yishamu lechem." You had a question?
No.
It says, "Yishamu lechem." You should be careful. Always behar and grab a ketzev. You should be careful. You shouldn't touch the edge of the mountain, because anyone who touches it is going to. I mean, they couldn't ascend the mountain. They couldn't go up, and they couldn't touch the mountain, because if they did, they would die. Right? It says, "Kalanei agab behar moisimas." So the wording, it says, "Alois bahar yishamu lechem, alois bahar and grab a ketzev." You should be very careful that you shouldn't go up on the mountain or touch its edge. That's the simple meaning. But another meaning is very profound, that the Katzker Rebbe says that, you know, many times a person can be growing in his Avodas Hashem, he can be growing in life, and then at a certain point he's just okay with being stagnant or standing still. I remember there was a boy who he had a big drug addiction, and he really came from, it was like Tchias HaMesim, I actually grew up with this kid, and he had, it was like a Tchias HaMesim, he really worked on himself, and he got himself clean, everything was good, and he was really like getting higher, meaning like he was really like ascending levels. But then at a certain point he was kind of like, you know, like he's not on the rehab or anything. I mean, like he kind of like got to a certain point, which was like a tremendous level. But then from that point on, he just like, he was complacent. He was happy with like who he was in that sense, and he didn't grow any higher until today, which is 20 years later or whatever. You know, almost 20 years later, and he is kind of the same way he was at that point is the same way he is today, more or less. You know, so. So that's so many times, you know, people have up days and down days, and sometimes down day can really get to a person, and then that could just be, you know, and he just stays that way. You know, let's say a person missed the minyan, and then the next day he does, and he doesn't get out of it. You know, or just whatever it is, you know, it could be with learning, or people get too busy, they start working, so. So that's what the Torah is cautioning us over here, saying, "Hishem lechem, alois bahar and grab a ketzev." You should be very careful that alois bahar, that when you ascend the mountain of spirituality, you keep growing. Alois is lashon of aliyah, right? This is in Parakei Tes Pasuk Yud Beis in Parshas, right? That right, the alois bahar, that when you ascend the mountain of Avodas Hashem, But Rabbi could say you should be careful that you don't only touch the edge. You should keep growing higher and higher, and don't only grow to a certain point. You got that?
Yeah, let me just see inside.
It says, Allah is Bahar Rabbi could say. So the simple meaning is that you should be very careful not to ascend the mountain, meaning to go up.
Meaning you should not go up?
You can't go up and or touch its edge.
So then, how does
that... He's saying, Allah is Bahar, that when you do go up, meaning when you send the in Avodas Hashem, when you go up, Ungrabi could say, be careful that you're not only going to touch the edge of Avodas Hashem, that you're going to keep growing higher and higher. Which just means, if a person's having a hard day, his avoid of that day is not to be like the day yesterday when he did like a blot of Gemara, or that when everything was flying high. His avoid of that day could just be to make it through the day without having a tefillah, without, you know, without falling down.
Right.
Because there's always, and on a day that when things are going well, you could be your avoid is